Krishna 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 Pahima.
The Slaying of Bakasura.
A loud sound of a buffalo horn was heard vibrating. Then another. Soon, many buffalo horns could be heard in the village of Vrindavan. This was a way of the local boys communicated to each other, for they had no phones in those days. The sound of the horns meant to say they were ready to go into the groves of Vrindavan. Each day was such an exciting adventure with Krishna. All the boys waited eagerly as Krishna blew his horn. When Krishna's horn was heard, they all ran to his house to collect him. Mother Yashoda had packed a very nice lunch for Krishna. The boys were eager to see what Krishna had in his lunch pack. So when Krishna was in the forest, he was distracted by one of the boys, while another stole his lunch pack.
Subal, give me my lunch pack back, now!
But the boys passed it from boy to another boy, teasing Krishna in this way. Then Madhu Mangal said to Krishna, "If I help you get the lunch pack back, can I have your sweets? Your mom has the best cooking, and she makes the best sweets, and I love sweets, especially the burfi she makes." Krishna reluctantly agreed. In this way, Krishna passed his days happily in Vrindavan. In reality, Krishna was happy to share his sweets with everyone. Such a loving exchange the boys had with Krishna. They played many games, climbing on each other's shoulders, trying to push one another off each other. They made teams, they wrestled, they joked. Whoever lost had to carry the winner on their back.
It's a hot day. Come, let's make a raft to play in the river. Last one to the river is a demon.
So the boys found some old wood and logs and tied it all together with the vines of the trees and made a raft. On the raft, they went on the river, all having a turn. When Krishna was standing on the raft, he said, "I am captain of the ship." Another boy came from behind and pushed Krishna in the river. They all began laughing and shouting and pushing each other off the raft. Jumping and ducking in the water, the boys had great fun. All day they looked after the baby calves, eating nice lunch packs filled with so many nice things like samosas, burfi, laddus, kachoris, puris. After lunch, the boys rested on the banks of the river. The sun was shining through the trees. The river shimmered in the midday sun. A gentle breeze was blowing through the woods, cooling the boys as they rested in the heat of the day. Parrots squeaked in the trees. In the distance, they could see many birds on the river. They saw a heron. One spotted a flamingo. And another saw swans. One even saw a stork. Then, from nowhere, they saw a huge big bird with big wings and a sharp beak. Never had they seen anything like this. It began to come closer and closer to them. Out of fear, they hid behind the trees. Then suddenly, the huge bird, whose name was Bakasura, again sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna, attacked Krishna with his massive beak. It then swallowed up Krishna. All the boys, including Balaram, were very surprised. Just as the boys began to worry about Krishna, the bird began to choke and cough. The bird was feeling burning, fiery sensations in his throat. This was Krishna's glowing effulgence. The bird quickly spat him out and tried to kill Krishna by pinching him with his sharp beak. Although Krishna appeared like a small boy, he was in fact the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The demigods came to see the fight. Krishna then went and got hold of the beaks of Bakasura and quickly bifurcated them. The demigods showered flowers to Krishna, and all the boys were greatly relieved that Krishna was safe. When the boys arrived home, they began talking to each other and to their parents how Krishna yet again saved them from one of the demons sent by Kamsa. These demons could not cause any injury to Krishna.